I think all I'm I kind of think I'm going to take the Broncos to win.
To win.
Partly just because it feels like, you know, I just feel like there's going to be an upset. You know, I know we both picked the Chargers. I kind of don't actually think that that's really an upset, though. But yeah, I think for those reasons, I think of the teams, you know, that are in the playoffs, the Broncos are definitely one that's going to be well equipped to deal with the cold, you know, even though it hasn't been as cold as it's certainly going to be in Buffalo. And I think, you know, as far as rookie quarterbacks go, Bo Nix is the most experienced we've ever had.
Double Take with Matt and Jake. Today is Friday, January 10th, 2025. Yesterday, Penn State played Notre Dame. We're watching the playback of that right now. Texas plays Ohio State tonight. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but a lot NFL preview. Wild Card Weekend is this week. So a lot to talk about there, which we're super excited about. I know you're excited about the Eagles game, which I think will be the best game, Eagles Packers.
Yeah, you're pretty high on the Packers, which concerns me, but...
I also like the Eagles.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
As always, though, Matt, let's start with the ick of the week. Now, if you remember last time, the ick was extending your leg too much while bowling. Uh-huh. This week is something we've both been guilty of before. Interested to hear your thoughts. It's wearing a snorkel.
If wearing a snorkel is wrong, then I do not want to be right.
I can actually understand that because, like, one of my best-looking pictures, I'm wearing a snorkel and, like, I don't want to post it because I look stupid.
Yeah.
But everything else looks, like, really good in it.
Yeah, but you were having an experience.
Yeah, no, we were in Hawaii. It was great. I just done, I think, cliff diving or something. I guess I wouldn't wear a snorkel cliff diving, so.
Yeah.
I don't remember the context, but, you know, for some people, that could be a turnoff, I guess, wearing a snorkel.
Yeah. Hey, well, I guess, yeah, if you don't like fun, then, you know, probably not going to work out.
Yeah, I think you would not like any of the girls who are saying any of these things.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not on social media enough to find them, so that works out.
Yeah, you are not on social media. That's, like, it all. So, let's talk football, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's just go, order the games, because there's a couple tomorrow and Saturday, a few on Sunday, one on Monday. Which is the Rams Viking game. Then we'll talk a little Texas Ohio State at the end. And then I got a wild card weekend related top five.
Perfect.
For you.
I'm excited, yeah.
So, obviously, Kansas City and Detroit get by, so we're not talking about them. We could do playoff picks, I guess, at least, you know, Super Bowl at the end as well.
Sure, yeah.
Involve them. Chargers, Texans. Chargers are 3-point favorites on the road. I think the Chargers' best games have been at the end of the season. Houston has been disappointing all year, especially as someone who relied on C.J. Stroud on his dynasty fantasy team, and that did not work out this year.
No.
So, road favorites are always tough, though. Houston also, they play, like, every weekend. For being, like, the third biggest city in America, or fourth biggest city or something like that,
uh-huh.
They get the worst playoff spot every single year.
It is kind of crazy, yeah. I mean... Yeah, like, I'm looking at it, like, you're not going to put them ahead of Steelers, Ravens, maybe Broncos, Bills, but Josh Allen's such a big deal. I don't know. I mean, people are really into the Jaden Daniels thing. I don't know if it's going to be a better game than Commanders, Buccaneers.
I am excited about that game. I don't know. It's just crazy, like, because Houston, isn't it, like, the fourth big, isn't it, like, L.A. or New York, L.A.? And, like, Houston, I think? Or, like, it's, maybe Phoenix? Like
it's
Houston?
Very big, yeah.
It's insane. Or maybe it's, like, it's Houston's top five. And I know, like, NFL fans, like, national market share, not just fan base. But you think there'd just be enough people in Houston to make up for that. Plus, they're playing L.A. Ooh, I know the Chargers, it's, like, the second biggest team in L.A. And really, it's, like, the 11th biggest team in L.A.
Right.
But still.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the Texans is I feel like they're always in the wild card weekend because they're always the worst division winner in the playoffs. So it's like they're probably the worst team in the playoffs every year.
Do we think – I'm actually kind of was wondering about that. I would say either them or Pittsburgh just because Pittsburgh looked kind of poo-poo the last few weeks as far as the worst team in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they also finished – you know, ahead of the Ravens. And, like, I think people think the Ravens are good.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are good.
So
I think the Ravens, like, in the last 9 months, of the, like, last 9 weeks of the season, like, top two. Or they're, like, first in offensive EPA, expected points added or whatever. And then second in defensive EPA over that time span.
Right.
Anyway, Houston Chargers. Here's my thing. Houston also, as a Nico Dell Tank or Nico Collins and Tank Dell owner, you also understand this.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been very good on offense. Speaking of the Ravens, they have not 2 points in that game.
Yeah, they have not been very good on offense. Which, but yeah, we'll get back to this in a second. But you have not congratulated me yet on winning my teacher league.
Oh yes, congratulations!
In which I was the only one that tried. I made about 32 roster moves. The next closest was about 8.
I mean, honestly, I try much harder than most people, and I haven't won for a few years in any league.
Yeah.
And I'm in like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
So something. I appreciate that.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I will say in your league, you picked up Nico Collins and Sam Laporta in the season off the waiver wire. So it isn't it isn't the most cutthroat.
Well, I admitted that. Like, I was the one that was trying. But
still, though. Yeah. No, you won it. All you can do is play who you're playing.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, congratulations.
That's what I did.
And you went with the – your roster included Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, maybe a fifth Eagle.
I did not have Jalen Hurts. Someone took him before I could get him.
Oh, yeah, because you had Baker. That actually ended up working out, I think.
It did kind of work out, yeah. Especially for those last 2 weeks of the season because I had to play into the week 18.
Yeah, which is dumb.
It is dumb, yeah. But yeah, so it was good. Let's see. So the defense ended up, like, there were a couple games where the defense scored like 22 points.
Philly's defense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jake Elliott didn't have as good of a year, but from a fantasy perspective, it was fine.
Happy for you.
So
good for you.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, so Houston's offense stinks.
Yes, they do.
Is how we got there.
Yeah. And us with now they're missing Tank Dell, who wasn't even doing that great before, to not have him, I think is going to be a problem. Though,
yeah, because John Metchie's probably the number two guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, the line, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and even an old Stephon Diggs, older Stephon Diggs, that's a great, great situation.
It should be. Is it just, was the line not very good? Because, like, I think Joe Mixon's good.
Laremy Tunsil was good, the left tackle.
Yeah.
He was good.
So, is, like, what's up with your boy D'Amico, also my boy, Eagles player for a long time?
Well, that's actually the thing I was going to talk about. Their pass rush is elite. So, defensive side of the ball is fine.
Yeah.
It's just, last year, Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator, everybody was stoked on him. Shanahan, Tree. He worked at PFF for a while. And he's just kind of like a stagnant, simple offense. You know, I don't think he should be fired, but I don't think he really did as well as last year from a, like, offensive coordinator standpoint.
Yeah.
So, that's, I think, part of the problem. Even with, like, the 49ers have a terrible offensive line every year, except for Trent Williams, who's the best player ever.
Right.
And they work around it.
Yeah.
So, Bobby Slowick should have done a better job of working around it, but also trading a second-round pick for, like, 4 games of Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell getting hurt, Nico Collins missing time. Everything was just off, you know?
Yeah.
It was a weird season. Vibes matter. That's kind of been the theme, I think, of the football season. Is vibes definitely matter?
It has.
We said at the beginning of the year, vibes were off in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they were off.
And they're not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It does annoy me when everyone's like, oh, like, Kansas City doesn't want to see Cincinnati. Well, like, Kansas City doesn't have to see Cincinnati. So that's Cincinnati's fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Cincinnati's fault for sure.
Like, Cincinnati didn't want to see New England in week one at home, apparently. Or they would have been in the playoffs.
Right, yeah. Like, I don't know what they're supposed to do. Like, risk Travis Kelce getting hurt?
It's their own fault. Yeah, it was so dumb. Like, Cincinnati had 18 weeks to get in the playoffs and not rely on anybody.
Yeah, I also have a feeling that Kansas City's not going to be afraid of a team that needed that much help to get into the playoffs.
I think the fact that we've sidetracked 4 times means that this isn't that interesting of a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will say, you know, this is – is it going to be the first Harbaugh in the playoffs with what's his name, Justin Herbert? That's interesting.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's for sure. Yeah. So Justin Herbert's been once before. They had like a 20-point lead against Jacksonville. They blew it.
And then they blew it. Yes. Which our cousin Mike is a big Chargers fan. Although I think since they left San Diego, he might have jumped off the ship. So we've heard lots of stories of the Chargers blowing big leads in the playoffs.
Yeah. You know, I mean, again, another sidetrack, but Trent Baalke still has a job in Jacksonville, which is crazy. Yeah,
that seems unbelievable.
Like, he won a power struggle with Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco, and then the 49ers were terrible until we got Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's still in Jacksonville. Like, he's got to hire two different coaches, and Urban Meyer was one of them.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know that Doug Peterson is the best coach in the world, but I have to think he's won more Super Bowls than Trent Baalke. Trent Baalke won a Super Bowl?
Well, no, we didn't, because the 49ers haven't won one since Steve Young, and right. Jacksonville obviously hasn't. So. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nick Foles, man, I think Doug Peterson should send Nick Foles, like, residual checks.
Absolutely. That was, oh my gosh, Nick Foles, what a great thing. Because, like, everybody talks about how in Philly they're mean and they'll boo the players and stuff. If they love you, though, like, the man's got a statue outside the stadium.
And he was, like, it wasn't like the Eagles, like, obviously the Eagles were good, but, like, he was, like, legitimately really good, too.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just, like, he was the quarterback on a really good team, like, other, like, he was, like, legitimately helping and propping up that team.
Basically. Yeah, no, it was the, I don't know if he specifically had the best passing game of any quarterback, but him and Tom Brady combined had the most passing in any Super Bowl. Like, Nick Foles was doing great.
That Super Bowl was so fun.
It was a great Super Bowl. Have you seen the, this will come up every about 3 months, but have you seen the video of Kobe watching the Super Bowl and he's holding one of his kids so he can't shout? But he's, like, very nervous. Yeah. It's a great video.
I remember I watched that at a – it was literally, like, a second date. So it was, like, me, the girl, and her parents in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it was fun, but it was kind of a weird
– Yeah. Mom had a plan that we had been invited to 3 Super Bowl parties. And so she said, we're going to go here, and then we're going to leave the game and go here, and then we're going to leave the game and go here. And I said, absolutely not. I will be at the house. You can come join me when you're done. But yeah, Philly special strip sack to essentially end the game. There's a lot of great stuff in that game.
Last year with the Niners, I feel you, because when the Niners were in the Super Bowl last year, my preference was to watch it in a dark room by myself.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, concede, and, like, we watched it with our family, but, like, we were, like, watching it, you know? Like,
Yes.
The whole Super Bowl party thing is, like, bouncing back and forth. It's like, let's just watch football.
Yes. Yeah, which definitely is more as, like, if your team is in there, then you got to watch it.
Yeah.
But.
So, Chargers, we think are going to win.
I think we're going to go with the Chargers, but I'm going to say the Texans bounce back. Either they bounce back next year and they win a wild card game, or somebody gets fired.
I think we're both still in on CJ Stroud and D'Amico long term.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I think he's a good coach.
The Texans defensive line is great. I love their secondary. We slice CJ Stroud. Nico's awesome. Like, they just have a couple things to fix, and Bobby Slowick's got to maybe get a little better game planning going.
Sure.
Do you think the Chargers can win by 3 or more?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If I ask you the over-under, are you just going to be guessing, or do you?
Give it to me. Let's see.
42.5.
42.5.
So, like, 23-20 would be over.
Yeah. I think
it's going to be under.
Yeah, I think it's going to be under because of the Texans more than the Chargers, I think. Yeah, I think under.
Well, yeah, because, like, on the both sides, the Chargers are going to have, like, Justin Herbert's going to have people in his face the entire day, and they're what's the tackle from Northwestern? I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. The left tackle. Rashawn Slater. That was embarrassing. He got hurt in the Week 18 game, so Joel bumped over to left tackle, then Pipkins went right tackle. So, like, even if Slater's back, there could be a little shuffling there. I think Ladd McConkey, who's been probably the best rookie receiver this year,
yeah,
he makes some plays, some third down conversions that I think are the difference in the game. But I think it'll be, like, yeah, like 20-10 or, like, 17-14 or, like, something close like that. So we're going Chargers. Next game, Steelers-Ravens. Both teams have won at home. Pittsburgh's been taking a down slope the last few weeks, like we talked about. Baltimore has been awesome. Baltimore are 9.5-point favorites at home. Biggest spread in the playoffs. Tied with Buffalo, who are also 9.5-point favorites right now.
Yeah, I think if it weren't for such a downward slope and, you know, to go back to the vibes again, I would actually kind of want to pick the Steelers just because I feel like they've had more experience. You know, John Harbaugh is obviously a good coach. I think I would take Mike Tomlin over him probably, even though I think he's open the top 10. You know, Russell Wilson has been playing so much better and he's had more playoffs than Jackson. Yeah, I just think the downward slope, and I think the Ravens are probably ready to go on a run. I think the bracket is setting up for them maybe not to go to the Super Bowl, but I think for Lamar Jackson to kind of prove to some people that he can have a, you know, be a playoff quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Would you take the Steelers to just win or, like not lose by 10? Because that's a big difference.
I think I would – I think I'm still going to take them to not lose by 10. I actually, you know, I would be – I'm tempted to pick them. I won't, but I think I like the Steelers still a decent amount despite – what the last couple of weeks have looked like.
You know, what's curious about the Steelers, so they have George Pickens, who I love. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix's teammate in high school. Yeah. I haven't brought that up 20 times yet. Like, it is just hard, though. Like, he's just not all the way there, focus-wise, where someone, I forgot who, I think it was Mike Renner on his podcast, who, friend of the show, by the way, but he was comparing George Pickens to Amon-Ra St. Brown, who, like, will block and, like, do everything, and Pickens just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But, like, the offense is so much better because Pickens is such a – he's like a gazelle and can, like, create the deep threat, and Russell Wilson can push the ball down the field. So if Pickens is, like, locked in, I think it is a close game. And, you know, Baltimore's had some playoff issues we've seen. I still think they should have won the Chiefs game last year, but, like, they blew that.
Right.
But it wasn't – I don't think Lamar blew it. I think the Ravens blew it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's fair to put on Lamar. I'm not saying that. But we also have to say they underperformed the playoffs compared to regular season expectations.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know that Pittsburgh has the firepower. So I – that's a lot of points, though. I'm going to take Baltimore to actually cover, even though I'm very nervous because that's a lot of points, and it's the playoffs, and it's Pittsburgh, so that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna do it. Under 43.5 or over 43.5, so – 24-20 yeah. Goes over.
I think I would take the over. I think this is more likely to be a high-scoring game than a low-scoring game.
Well, I think Baltimore, I think, can get to, you know, 28-34, something like that. And then Pittsburgh, they get a couple touchdowns if there. So
yeah.
I think I'd go over as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are on to Sunday. Broncos-Bills. So in Buffalo are 9.5-point favorites. The over-under is 47.5, so you can start thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't checked the weather, but I'm assuming it's going to be very cold in Buffalo.
You would have to think.
Bo Nix, rookie start, first game, first playoff game. One thing we need to try to figure out is Buffalo's defense against scrambles, either designed or not. Or I think they're 30th in success rate and 32nd in EPA, or it's vice versa. But they're, like, really bad against scrambles. And Bo Nix leads the NFL in scramble throws by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think the Broncos can keep it close. I still think Buffalo wins, but it's like a cold game. Like, let's say Pat Surtain gets something like that, who I think should be the defensive player of the year. When I saw him, I watched Broncos play a few years ago. I think it was Surtain's rookie year. He wasn't, like, the biggest player I've ever seen because obviously that offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
Yeah.
But he's a player where I was like, oh, my gosh, he's massive.
Uh-huh.
More than any other NFL player in my
right,
life.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
He is.
So I'm going to take the Broncos to actually cover that, and I think it'll be a close game.
I think all – I kind of think I'm going to take the Broncos to win.
To win.
Partly just because it feels like, you know, I just feel like there's going to be an upset – you know, I know we both picked the Chargers. I kind of don't actually think that that's really an upset, though. But, yeah, I think for those reasons, I think of the teams, you know, that are in the playoffs, the Broncos are definitely one that's going to be well-equipped to deal with the cold, you know, even though it hasn't been as cold as it's certainly going to be in Buffalo. And I think, you know, as far as rookie quarterbacks go, Bo Nix is the most experienced we've ever had.
Yeah, literally, until Dylan Gabriel broke his record, the most college starts ever. So, literally, the most experienced college player ever.
So, I think the Broncos are just a fun team. I think they, you know, they did, you know, kind of get lucky with Kansas City deciding to rest all their players, and just the way that the schedule worked out. But, you know, I think they could stir things up a little bit.
You know, and they could have. I mean, Kansas City had to block a field goal to beat Denver in, like, week six or something like that.
Yeah.
So, like, they could have been 1-1 against Kansas City even if they didn't rest their starters.
It's true.
Do you know this is the first year? So we got Sunday Ticket this year, but before that we didn't, so we just watched, like, whatever's on
TV. Right.
Uh-huh. And it was always the Broncos. Always and I always hated the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
So I think combined with not having to watch them and also, like, Bo Nix and Cortland Sutton and Pat Sertan, I, like, this is the first year in my entire life I've, like, actually wanted to watch the Broncos.
That's, like, a fun team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their throwback jerseys are 100 times better. I think everybody agrees with that.
Yeah, it's crazy that they don't just do those.
It's unbelievable. And one nice thing about Bo Nix, too, is his first rookie start. But, like, Jaden Daniels, which we'll talk about later, that's, like, he's the engine. He's, like, everything on do it all on that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're not as reliant on Bo Nix. It's more of a little bit more Sean Payton, the system, where Bo Nix is still really good and has been really good. But I think they are less reliant on him than Washington are on Jaden Daniels, for example.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's definitely
so true. I think being your first rookie star, that does take a little bit off of that.
Uh-huh.
What about 47.5? So 27-20 goes under, 28-21 goes over that.
I think I'd take the over. I think the Bills are just going to score a lot of points, and so if the Broncos are going to win or going to keep it close, they're also going to have to score a bunch of points.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking the Bills game they lost to the Rams was like 44-38 or something like that.
Interesting.
So, like, they can score points pretty easily.
Yeah, they definitely can.
I think I'd take the over as well, because I could see Denver getting 24-27. I could see Buffalo getting 30. I think there's a world where the Broncos win as well.
Yeah.
I just am a little nervous about picking that, but I can see that. But I'll take Broncos to cover.
Cool.
Next game, your game, I think what will be the best one, mm-hmm. just because I think these are two of the best teams, Eagles-Packers.
Yes.
The Packers have only lost to the Eagles, Lions, and Vikings all year.
Yes.
Well, except for week 18 against the Bears. Which I'm not counting.
Right, yeah, I think that's fair, yeah. So there are, yeah, their record against winning or playoff teams is, I think it's 2-5, so they've lost 5 games against playoff teams and only won 2. But your point, all those teams are very, very good. And so, yeah, I think it's a very, very good 7 seed. I think it's challenging. When they played in Brazil, it's going to be, it was a pretty close game. And that was
a fun game.
It was a very fun game. And it's weird because it was before week 5, and obviously things got a lot better. The defense. The Packers have had some injuries. You know, they've also changed dramatically. I think because of how much better our defense is playing and because of the Packers injuries, that's fair.
Okay.
I do think the Packers are good. I just think, and I know I'm an Eagles fan, but it does feel like this is the Eagles Super Bowl to lose.
Now, the strength of the Packers, one of the many strengths, on offense at least, is they don't have, this specific sentence isn't the strength, but they don't have like Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase. But they have a lot of B receivers, like Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs. Christian Watson's hurt.
Yeah.
The strength of the Eagles, again, one of the strengths, is they have now, which was weakened last year, Darius Slay, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, like very good players who can do a lot of different things in the backfield.
Yes.
So that was already, I think, going to be a bad matchup for Green Bay. And then you take away what I think is Green Bay's biggest deep threat, which makes it a lot better for a lot easier for Philly.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're already going to be fine covering those receivers anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel good about that. And yeah, like you said, the only receiver who's really had a big game is Adam Thielen against Cooper DeJean. And so, yeah, I think cornerbacks have the advantage. I think Saquon can have another really big game. AJ seems to have been managing a knee injury, but he's also had a bunch of really good games the last few years. And so, or not the last few years, the last few weeks. And so I'm not too worried about that, even though that's kind of something to monitor.
Is there a better job in the world than like either Jake from State Farm or like the Capital One dude who like he's just on the sideline at the Orange Bowl?
I'm sure that both of them want to be in movies and this is not how they envisioned their career. But, you know, hopefully they're just saying like, hey, life has been good to me.
Because they got to be making like seven figures. Wait, no, yeah. Nine figures. Like what's $1 million? Is that nine?
No, that's seven.
Seven, yeah. They got to be making seven figures.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Maybe it's not, but maybe it's like 500,000, 600,000 to be like, shoot four commercials this year.
If I had $500,000, I would be so happy.
And like you give me delighted. Like Jake from State Farm is like front row of the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is funny.
Like, I read an article about like the first Jake from State Farm and he's just like a bartender in Illinois.
That's such a good idea for an article. Because, yeah, it wasn't you. It was a guy that looked like a not a lot like you, but, like, would remind somebody of you in a way.
Yeah, well, literally, so that's, it came out, I think, 2014, but, like, around then.
Uh-huh.
And I was working as a church camp counselor. So our uniform was literally a red polo and khakis.
Uh-huh.
So every, like, 400 teenagers, like, hey, Jake from State Farm, man. And about three times a week at my work, I get a Jake from State Farm joke. And I've probably heard 2,000 or 3,000 over the last 10 years, and I'm sick of it.
I'm sure you are, yeah.
I'm so sick of it. But the actor has a great life.
He does have a great life, yeah, great absolutely. Life.
I do think the Eagles' defensive line, especially Jalen Carter, can cause problems for Green Bay's offensive line. I do trust Matt LaFleur more than Nick Sirianni. I don't know if you want to disagree with that, but I just saw too much last year to be, like, all in on Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, well, and I'm definitely not all in on Nick Sirianni. I'm actually – but I don't know how much he's calling the plays. I will say I totally trust Vic Fangio, which I think is the important thing.
Yeah.
And I just think the offense is too talented to not score 20 points.
So are you going to go the over – I think, what did I say, 45.5 for the over? Because I think Green Bay can score too. Yeah, 45.5.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I'm gonna take the under just because you know the Eagles they have started slow a lot of games. I don't know that. I think the defense has played a complete game. I don't know the offense has played a complete game, or if they have, they only played one or two. And then I'm not too worried about Jalen Hurts coming out and being rusty after the concussion and missing. Essentially 3 weeks, but you know, as for betting purposes, I think I would take the under just because you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It could take a half.
See, I'm gonna take the Packers to cover just because like there's a, like the Eagles could win like 34-30 or like 28-31, and it still be like in control. There's just that's just a lot of points, you know, to win by a touchdown.
Yeah,
or like they could even be up like 10 and like. Green Bay gets a like touchdown with like 2 minutes left or something like that. You know?
Yeah, if that makes sense.
I think there's a lot of that. I do think Green Bay can score. I'm going to take the over. But I think these are two of the best four teams. Maybe three teams. Definitely maybe four best in the NFC, I think.
So, yeah, I think for sure.
Commanders-Bucks. Rematch of week one, the Buccaneers housed the Commanders. Just embarrassed them.
Uh-huh.
Baker, this is his best professional year.
Yeah.
Your fantasy team quarterback. Yeah,
worked out good.
Jaden Daniels has been awesome as a rookie. We touched about this earlier. This is a true rookie start where Washington does rely on Jaden Daniels much more than the Broncos rely on Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn is not a rookie coach. First year with Washington, obviously, he's coached in the Super Bowl, so that's not an experience thing that I'm worried about. But Buccaneers are only 3-point favorites. I just think I trust Baker more. He's been in the playoffs before.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay has beaten really good teams this year, including Philadelphia and Detroit in week two.
Smoke Philadelphia. Yeah.
I trust. Terry McLaurin is probably the best receiver, but Tampa's receiving core I trust more. Tampa's offensive line I trust more.
Cade Otton's coming back.
I just think Tampa's a really good team that's had some weird losses, but they've also proven like they can, at their best, they can, you know, shoot it with
anybody. Yeah, they've definitely slowed down, but they have a higher ceiling. And I really like Jaden Daniels. I think he's going to be a great quarterback for a lot of years and is going to be a problem for the Eagles. I feel like we're jumping the gun on him just a little bit, only in the sense that I feel like people are putting him on the same tier as maybe not Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, but I think they're putting on the same tier as like Joe Burrow. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter this week put him ahead of Jalen Hurts, which is like, you know, and I have some problems with Jalen Hurts. I just feel like we're a little premature.
Yeah.
Just because we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, he started out the first, 5 or 6 weeks were like historic. And then he just slowed down to be a good quarterback, which is fine.
Yeah.
You can even say really good quarterback.
Yeah, if you can be a good quarterback as a rookie, I think that's great.
Yeah, no, and he was really good. But I just think we're a year away from Washington. And they had a great rebuild. It was, I think, the most desired job of the offseason last year because of the cap space and the draft picks and everything. And they took advantage of that. But I'm still going to say, I honestly think if Philly, Detroit, or Minnesota don't win the NFC, I think Tampa's the most likely team to like go on a run, like out of the entire playoffs, AFC and NFC.
Yeah.
Like not considered like a heavyweight favorite. I know they're the 3 seed, but I think most people think Minnesota's better than them. There's a bunch of teams in the AFC. Like Tampa's a dark horse team for me.
Yeah, I don't really see any dark horse teams in the AFC. So I think it's them and the Packers, but I would have them ranked pretty high I think their ceiling is a lot higher than the Packers.
I think that was weird because I think the Packers are better to the point where I'm not even considering them a dark horse.
Yeah, interesting.
It's like I think Tampa's not on that tier, but like their ceiling is.
Yeah, so. It is weird because they're both kind of teams that's like who's the superstar on the team, and you have a hard time picking them. But there's just really not like they just have a ton of B pluses, like you were saying about the receivers.
I saw Mike Evans he's like 7 or 8 years in a row of 1,000 yards receiving.
I think it was 13.
13?
Yeah, tied Jerry Rice.
I saw he had 1 year where he's over 1,007 yards.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's funny.
Well, like week 18, under 2 minutes, they like were throwing in the ball to get him there.
Yeah.
And I think there was a year in the middle, like it was stretch in the middle where he was like, he needed something on the last week of the game to get there too.
Uh-huh.
But it's also like he's been hurting stuff. So he's like legitimately good. But it's just funny. Like it's been like real close.
It's always been, yeah, just on the line.
Yeah. So I think we're both going Tampa -3.
Yeah.
This is the highest one, over 50.5 or under 50.5. I think I would – usually I'm an under guy, but I think this one I could go over. The Buccaneers, I think, could get 30.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, and I think – you know, I think both Eagles games, you know, is the Eagles, but they've scored a lot, but that's just the most I've watched the Commanders. So, yeah, I would lean over as well.
Okay, last game, Vikings-Rams. I actually moved to Arizona because of the fires in California.
Oh, wow.
Minnesota, right now it's saying 3-point favorites. Maybe it's because it's not in LA, because they were 1-point favorites when they was in LA. Now they're 3-point favorites, so it's probably, you know, neutral site there.
Yeah,
over 47 or over under 47.5. So think about that. Rams beat the Vikings at home earlier in the season. That was on a Thursday night, and we've talked about making the mistake of road teams on a Thursday are always tough to pick.
Yeah.
I made that mistake plenty of times this season. Learned the hard way. Last week against Detroit, the Vikings kind of laid an egg. Went for it on fourth down a couple times. Didn't get anything where they hadn't really done that on yards. It felt like they were trying to out-Detroit the Lions instead of just being the Vikings is a little bit.
Yeah.
For Sam Darnold, if he plays well, he's going to make bank, and if he plays poorly, I think he could do another 1 year, you know, $15 million deal. He's on a 1 year, $10 million deal right now. So a lot on the line for Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I think you'll agree with me on most of this. I think Matthew Stafford's better
than Darnold. Yes, yeah.
Justin Jefferson's obviously the best quarterback. Jordan Addison's, but I was actually going to say the Rams have the better receiving core, but with Addison, I'd probably say the Vikings. But Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, very good for the Rams.
Yeah.
Kyren Williams is a better running back. Offensive line, I'd probably go Minnesota. But, yeah, I'd go Minnesota. Defensive line, I'd go the Rams just because of Jared Verse, Pro Bowler as a rookie.
Yeah.
He's been great. I'm rambling, I guess. But at this point, I'll just go through the position groups, even though I didn't do anybody else. Linebackers, I'd go Minnesota. Secondary, I'd go Minnesota. But I don't feel strongly about either secondary.
Yeah.
That was a lot of Minnesota.
It is a lot of Minnesota.
Do you trust – to me, it comes down to, do you trust Sam Darnold? Because I trust – know what Matt Stafford's going to do. I know what the Rams are going to do. I don't know what Minnesota's going to do.
Yeah. I think – I don't know. I think Sam Darnold will be fine. I'm not expecting him to choke. I don't know if he's going to be play as good as he had in the regular season. So I don't know. I'm not expecting like a blow up 4-interception game or anything like that.
I don't think he has to be better than Stafford.
No.
I think Kevin O'Connell, I do think the Rams linebackers are an issue. I think Kevin O'Connell will be able to
the Vikings just, you know, it, well, and we mentioned it a little bit last week, but at some 52.
Yeah, but still.
LA, so I think I just got to go.
Yeah, I'll go with the ceiling in Minnesota as well. Even though, honestly, the NFC, like, if the Rams beat, let's say the Rams beat the Vikings and then beat, I don't know who they play, but, like, I wouldn't pick the Rams to beat the Eagles, but, like, hypothetically, yeah, or, like, if the Rams beat the Lions, I wouldn't be, like, shocked.
Even yeah. Though I don't think it's gonna happen. Easy, because, like you said, that, yeah, Puka Nacua's really good. Cooper Kupp's real good.
Washington's the only team where I'm, like, I don't see any way you even make it out of the first round.
Yeah.
Any other combo in the AFC Championship, I wouldn't be shocked at, even though I think the Eagles. So, yeah. With that in mind, I guess let's do conference championship picks and Super Bowl picks while we're here.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Eagles-Lions in the NFC. I'd have to look at the matchup in the AFC, but I'm assuming there's a world where the Chiefs and Ravens play each other.
AFC.
So that's who I would pick if I'd pick today.
Yeah, I would. I think I would just do exactly the same thing. It feels a little too obvious, but I just think those teams are a pretty clear step ahead of everybody else in their divisions. So,
and I think the Eagles roster, because Detroit's so decimated, I think the Eagles roster is just too good for Detroit. Even though I think Detroit at full strength, I would probably pick. But I just think the Lions secondary is a mess. The front seven's a mess. I think Saquon, like, and the Eagles just have too many weapons, plus a really good offensive line.
Yeah.
So I would pick the Eagles. I learned the hard way never to pick against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs to be the Ravens, and then same thing, Chiefs to be the Eagles. If it wasn't the Chiefs, I would pick the Eagles to beat them, but I'd rather be wrong picking against Patrick Mahomes than wrong. I'd rather be wrong picking with Patrick Mahomes than wrong picking against him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win again.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I'm going to go the same Super Bowl, Eagles-Chiefs, and it's a lot of fun. Or to do that again, you know, if we could, you know, get a revenge game, beat the Chiefs after losing to them, I think that'd be really great. And yeah, I don't know. I think that the Eagles have played better football than the Chiefs had. Have this year. You know, I know Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, we're getting Dallas Goedert back. And I think I got to roll with the Eagles.
I would love a rematch. Also, last couple of years, we've made our Super Bowl food based on, like, the cities that are playing in the game.
Uh-huh.
Philly and Kansas City is an elite combination.
It is.
Food-wise.
Yeah.
So.
Some sort of a barbecue cheese steak or something.
Like that. Yeah, last time you did, like, cheesesteak nachos.
Yeah.
Which were super good. So, that'd be my combo. What would be the worst? Honestly, like, Minnesota and Denver, maybe, just because they don't really have any food. Well, like, Buffalo would be good because of the wings.
Yeah, Buffalo would be good. Well, Detroit, we could do some sort of Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, so I think Detroit would be okay, but, like, I don't know what they eat in Minnesota.
We could do, this isn't really Minnesota food. This is more, we could do, like, you ever been to that, like, a Kolaches place that's, like, a roll, but they have ham and cheese and eggs stuffed, like, inside the roll?
Isn't that, like, Croatian or something like that?
Yes, but I think there's a lot of immigrants. Maybe more in Nebraska than Minnesota, but I think we could justify it.
We can just say Midwest.
So, yeah, if we have any, you know, listeners from Minnesota who could let us know what are some of the food delicacies that you have there.
You know, the Chargers, Philly could be good because we could do, like, cheesesteak tacos or something.
Ooh, cheesesteak taco would be really good.
Yeah, Chargers, L.A., we're just doing Mexican food. If they make it.
Yeah, for sure.
The Rams or the Chargers.
Uh-huh.
Green Bay, we could do some cheese curds, something like that.
I love cheese curds.
So there could be some good combos there. So that's our NFL picks. Super Bowl picks.
There we go.
College football. Notre Dame's in the national championship. Again, we'll see either Texas or Ohio State. Any strong thoughts one way or the other there?
I'm still rolling with Notre Dame, I think. I know that Ohio State's probably looked better than them the last couple of weeks, but I just feel like Notre Dame has been more consistent through the season, and so I'm going. This is also assuming that Ohio State beats Texas, which I think we maybe both think they will.
Yeah, I picked Texas to cover +6. I actually picked Texas to win. Which is probably a dumb pick because Ohio State's looked so good. But we've all forgotten the Michigan game real quick.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
And we're forgetting Will Howard's entire career, which is a good, not consistent quarterback.
Yes.
He's looked really good the last couple weeks. And now does Chip Kelly decide to just throw the ball at Jeremiah Smith? It's been a really good couple weeks. Did they catch Tennessee on a bad game and Oregon on the bye? I heard Oregon was battling the flu. Like, I'm just not ready to crown Ohio State yet as good as they've looked 2 weeks because I watched them play a Penn State team that – Penn State's the most consistent team in the country.
Yeah.
Ever. Dude, mm-hmm. They never lose to someone worse than them. They never beat anyone better than them. Like
– Yeah.
It's really – it's true. Honestly quite impressive.
It is pretty – it's pretty remarkable.
Like, I know Penn State fans want them to beat Ohio State and, like, Notre Dame and everything. But not getting upset ever is like is hard.
It is pretty crazy. And to never get upset when they're consistently, you know, between 6 and 15. They're not lower than 15 hardly ever, I feel
like. No, especially with James Franklin. They lose to Ohio State, Michigan, and beat everybody else. This year they didn't play Michigan, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But so they went one loss in the regular season, lost to Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. Oregon, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. I don't think there's anyone who's not from Penn State who would say those are worse teams than Penn State. Those are all better teams.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
So kudos to Penn State on the consistency. You're getting Drew Aller back. I've heard there's rumors he might go back and go to the NFL, but he said he's coming back. I think he'll come back. So they should be not getting upset next season.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the top five?
I am ready to go.
Okay. So wild card weekend. What are the top five teams, Matt, that have the most first-round losses in NFL history?
First-round – does that mean wild-card losses or just first-round losses?
It's classified as first-round losses. Maybe that's the NFL didn't have wild cards in, like, the 70s or something like that.
Okay, interesting.
So
– well, I think you know who my first pick is.
And you'd be correct.
I got to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
They're number two.
Number two.
Yes.
Okay, so who has more?
Well, they're tied for number one.
They're tied for number one.
Yeah,
I just
noticed that. Yeah,
nice. Okay, so who else would have lost? Well, we just talked about shout out to Mike. I think I got to go with the Chargers.
You know, Chargers are actually.
They may not have made the playoffs enough.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're 21st is because they haven't made the playoffs that much.
Yeah.
So some of it's just teams that are in the playoffs a lot. As a hint.
Yeah, so, you know, I saw... I don't think it's going to be the Patriots. What about the Broncos?
The Broncos are 20th. Where they're, well, whatever they are, they're tied with the Chargers.
Tied with the Chargers for down low.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is are a tough
the one. The well, I just know with Andy Reid, the Eagles won in the first round so much, but this is does that list happen to say how far back it goes? Like, is it going into the 30s and 40s and stuff?
No, but like the Cowboys, for example, have 31 losses and 67 games played, so it's probably even going back pre-Super Bowl.
Okay, so if it's going back pre-Super Bowl, I will say the Eagles.
The Eagles are tied for fifth, so yes.
Okay.
And there's three teams tied for fifth, so there's actually seven teams you can say and you'll get credit.
Okay,
but cool. You only need five.
I'll take it. How about so this has got to be old school teams. So, you know, Eagles, been around a long time. Let's go ahead and say Packers.
Packers are tied for fifth or fourth or whatever. So, yes, they count.
Okay.
26, both Eagles. And there's one more team tied with them.
Interesting. Let's go ahead, stick with our old school teams. Let's go with the Bears.
Not the Bears, actually. They're down in 18th.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Either good for them or bad for them for not making the playoffs or not.
Yeah.
Let's go with the the New York Jets.
The Jets are, I think, they're not even on the list because they only go to 25 teams, so that's probably a not very good situation.
So just not made.
Not even in the playoffs.
Interesting. So I guess, yeah, that Broadway Joe and that was it.
Yeah.
What about the Chiefs?
Chiefs are 15th.
So they're 15th. This is an interesting list, and I don't understand totally the strategy for which I should be guessing. I don't know. I feel like the Raiders are a little bit newer. How about? Yeah, I think I gotta stick with what feels like. I don't think the Lions will have made the playoffs enough times to be on the list. What about? I haven't done. Any AFC North. So if I say the Browns, did the Browns keep the record from the Browns that went to Baltimore? I'm going to say the Browns either way, but that's my rationale, is that it's the Browns that were there that moved to Baltimore and then these Browns that exist now.
Well, I would assume the Browns are the team that was from Baltimore. Wait. So Cleveland moved to Baltimore.
Cleveland moved to Baltimore.
Because the Baltimore Colts moved out. Okay. Well, the Cleveland Browns are 13th and the Baltimore Ravens are 25th. So it actually doesn't specify how those are counting.
Okay, so it doesn't matter too much. Everybody always got mad at Peyton Manning for choking. What about the Colts?
They are 8th.
They're 8th?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've got 3 strikes and I'm just kind of throwing.
You got about 20 strikes, I think.
At a dartboard.
So, the Giants were the other team tied with the Eagles and Packers.
Okay.
That's almost, like an old school team.
Almost at the Giants.
So, tied for third, Steelers, which makes sense just because they've been in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Rams, which is a little surprising to me.
Yeah, I thought Rams, but I was like, no.
And then tied with Dallas for number one are the Minnesota Vikings.
Interesting.
Which I think is the biggest surprise on the list.
Yeah, that is a surprise. It makes me happy that the only thing that was instinctual was correct, and that it was the Cowboys.
Yeah. No, that was right away. First round losses. Well, haven't they not been to a conference championship game since, like 98 or something like that?
Yeah, that or the last time. Well, the last time they won the Super Bowl was 95, and so. Oh,
so it's probably that then.
Probably, yeah, because there was that one year. There have been a couple years, like, there's 1 year of Tony Romo where I think they lost in the round before, and then another year much more recently where they beat Detroit off a bad call and then they advanced. But that wasn't the conference championship, I don't think.
Well, that Detroit game – oh, yeah, that Detroit game. I was thinking of a different Detroit game where they won because of a bad call, but that was the regular season.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one you're thinking of is the playoffs. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, yeah, that one – yeah, well, that bumped – didn't that bump Detroit from the – one or the two seed to like the five seed or three seed or something? Do you remember exactly the ramifications?
It was something where Detroit got hosed, yeah.
Yeah, it was like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Moved down like two or three spots.
Yeah. So yeah, Detroit, yeah, that was dumb. I do remember that playoff game though. Matt Stafford was in that, yeah.
Yeah.
That
was when we had to argue about what a catch was for literally about 4 years. It was because of that game.
That was I like the Cowboys losing in the playoffs, but it's nice we have something to like care about it.
Talk about it. Yeah.
But last year when the Packers smoked them, that was fun.
It was.
Even though I also don't like the Packers.
It was great.
Well, appreciate everybody listening. If you're still here, kudos, 5 stars, comment, review, subscribe, all that great stuff. And we'll talk to you guys next week.